Part 2. Note-taking. Instructions. Listen to the following passages and take notes. After listening, check your notes to see if any improvement can be made. Passage 1.
教育部长周济在中非教育部长论坛上的发言节选。朗读：樊志军。中国普及九年义务教育取得了举世公认的伟大成就。到2000年，我们实现了基本普及九年义务教育，基本扫除青壮年文盲，青壮年文盲率下降到4%以下。第二。 中国高等教育在世纪之交开始进入了大发展阶段。 1998年到2004年， 全国普通高校招生人数从每年的 108万人 增长到每年的 447万人。 今年我们高等学校的招生达到了 496万人。 目前中国高等教育总规模达到了 2000万人， 毛入学率已经达到 20%以上， 迈入了国际公认的大发展阶段。与此同时，中国高等教育质量也在发展中不断提高。我们已经和世界上 23个国家和地区 签订了学历学位互认协议。第三，中国职业教育和继续教育成为教育体系的重要组成部分。 普通教育和职业教育是具有中国特色教育体系的两大支柱。改革开放以来，我们坚持职业教育和普通教育并举，中等职业教育发展迅速，以更新知识和提高技能为重点的继续教育和成人教育发展迅速。Passage
2.
Improvements in Secondary Schools. Read by Yvonne Forrest. It's particularly good news that we have seen better than average improvements in secondary schools in some of our inner city areas. Many inner city schools now have programs for bright children, extra staff to cope with those with problems, and more backing to improve discipline. But while I'm pleased that government policies are playing their part in these improvements, the real hard work has been done by the pupils, parents, and, of course, teachers. It's the thousands of dedicated teachers, day in, day out, in classrooms up and down the country, who are making the difference. And these results show just what can be achieved by committed teachers and their pupils, supported by effective national strategies and investment. The results also build on the dramatic improvements we have already seen in our primary schools. Our secondary schools then can improve just like our primary schools. So pupils, parents and teachers have real reason for pride. But there's no room for complacency. We need to keep improving standards.